Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mike the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, and the folks, despite on what's going on in the world, still need their dirty laundry. What do we got today?
Well, of course, the big news today about Tom Brady leaving the Patriots.
Rumor is may end up in Tampa Bay playing for the Buccaneers in the fall.
So Cindy Crawford's son, Presley Gerber, a couple weeks ago, he got a bunch of slack for tattooing the word misunderstood under one of his eyes, and now we got another tattoo.
Yeah, it's a large star with L.A. in the middle of it. I'm guessing it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, for a tribute to L.A. Really, dude?
He's giving Post Malone a run for his money now.
So imagine you're on a 12-day silent meditation retreat in the desert, no phone, you have no connection to the real world, you go home, and you walk into coronavirus. Like, what's going on?
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
I mean, the world goes upside down. So Jared Leto's in the desert, no communication with the outside world, and he gets back after that 12-day meditation, and his phone is just blowing up.
I would think it was a joke if I was Jared Leto. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what?
What's going on? And Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have donated $1 million to the U.S. and Canada to help with the outbreak. That's really
very nice.
Very nice of them. Now, Chris Martin, John Legend, Pink, Keith Urban, they're doing concerts from home. Did you see any of these?
Okay.
Yeah, John Legend's was actually doing one today, too. Rob Thomas started it off. David Foster and Catherine McPhee have been doing it. And now they're challenging other singers like Beyonce and Justin Timberlake, and they're doing it right from their home. I love it.
It's pretty cool. I just got something from Zach's school and the principal there, who's a great guy. Mm-hmm. Is actually doing some story reading from home. You can see it online. It's pretty cool.
So Ariana Grande, a little scary thing for her, an obsessed fan, made it all the way to her front door. Ding dong, got a love letter for you.
Yeah, the property manager informed this young man, this suitor, that she was not home. He calls the cops. They come a few minutes later. They find him near the house. And of course, he has to spit in the cop's face.
So. Yeah, I know. Now, it happened to Jennifer Lawrence the other day, too. They just walked right into her house. These security companies are going to get fired because, seriously, these people are like, the fans are getting so close.
The people that are brazen at my house, I see UPS, I see Amazon. I see all these guys coming up to my house, knocking on my door, intruding all the time. And the cops don't come and help me.
Yeah, because your wife's going on Amazon all day. I love it. And Sharky, I got to say, I am very proud of myself that I have not gone crazy on Amazon. I haven't.
Really? You haven't done any spending since your surgery?
Well, the day after. No. The morning after my surgery. Probably still all, drugged up and stuff. 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you didn't know what you were doing then.
Yeah, 5:30
in
the morning.
So that's not your fault.
I'm ordering things off of QVC at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, my God. Wow, those drugs must have been working real good then.
Yeah. I was like, okay. By the way, Amazon's saying they're hiring 100,000 people.
Yeah, and they're gonna bump people's pay up. They got to get the stuff out.
It's
highly in demand, so.
Yep. So if you're looking for a job.
Crazy, 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 crazy time. Yeah, go to Amazon. They're going to hook you up. Well, Gina, right now, if you're coming into downtown Hartford, really not a whole lot of traffic to tell you about. Those Amazon people will be able to get their supplies, if there are any, to your house quickly.